Some women are simply born rich, confident, and naturally magnetic to their desires. Let's be clear, this podcast is not for them. However, if you're a soul-driven, visionary, or entrepreneurial woman who's been on a mission to learn how to create a better future bursting to come out of you, welcome to my world. I'm Jo Warwick, and this is Rich, Sexy, and Free. I've dedicated most of my career to helping women get to their core power and unlock the missing pieces for their own unique success. You may already know me as the author of The Big Book of Love. With 30 years' experience in psychology, embodiment, manifesting, and energetics, we will be exploring together the keys to becoming rich, sexy, and free. So if this excites you, don't forget to like and subscribe on your favorite platform so you can stay up to date with the podcast. Hi, 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 and welcome to today's episode of Rich, Sexy, and Free. And I'm Jo Warwick, and we are moving on with our affirmation series. I am receiving. Oof, such a powerful, powerful statement, and one that is so deeply activating to accept. Am I receiving? Am I willing to receive? Am I open and willing to receive? Or do I believe I have to keep doing more? The I am receiving says I am being enough. What if you were to step into a next level that didn't require more doing, but simply stepped and allowed more of your feminine receptive mode of just more receiving? Are you willing to let the universe spoil you? Oof! How many of us were told that we would be spoiled if we had too much as children? That programming says that we must always limit ourselves from having too much of the good stuff. We will be spoiled rotten. Don't know if you have that expression, depending on where you are in the world, but that is definitely an English expression. And yet, all that we deeply crave is to receive in more abundance, because that is the natural state of who we are. I am the divine presence. I am receiving is limitless. And it means that we get to have this unfolding, overflowing story. It is the energy of overflow. That doesn't mean we need to say suddenly, just drop into my lap. I need to have billions now. I need to have all the food I'm going to have in my life now. I'm going to have every bit of breath that I want to have now. We're not saying that. And we're not stating that we're coming from this pure ego only state that would be understood as greed, because it'd be like, I need to have it all now and I need to hoard onto it because there isn't enough. We're not talking about that. When we come from the I am presence, I am divine, I am receiving, it means that I am in the constant overflow, flowing, receiving, having, giving, just as we do it with breath, that there is always more breath. There is always more water, always more rain, always more sunshine. We know this in certain levels. And it's that programming of coming back to ourselves, of remembering, of dropping the lies and illusions and the programming that says, oh, I can't have too much, I'll be spoiled. Oh no, I have to work really hard for it. It's like, no, I am receiving. This is my state of being. I am receiving. It means that there is always more available, and I am open and willing to have it. And that is the deeper part of that question. Am I open and willing to receive without condition, without me jumping up and down and having to prove myself, without me having to state limitations on myself? Yeah, without me having to place limitations on myself. Instead, that I am receiving because I am. I am. I am receiving because I am. I am receiving because it's innate for me. And it is the feminine. It is the feminine energy of yourself. It is the relaxed, open feeling of yourself. I often think about this as the feminine in the sexual positions, but the feminine has to be open. There is no way of having sex without being open as a woman. And so this open flower, the lotus flower, it's the spiritual enlightenment. Every spiritual picture we have been given of enlightenment is the lotus, open flower, open, 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 open. So am I open and willing in my body, just like I would have to be open and willing with my legs? It's like, am I open to receive, to take, to have? Because it's not impassive, it's active. Receiving is active. We have to be open and willing. And I think that's often what a blockage is for a lot of women, is that they think it's passive, that it's letting go of control. In fact, it's unbelievably active and powerful and potent, and coming from a goddess state of going, I am receiving. I am. Remember, it's always the interlocking of the divine state and the ego. So the divine state and the body. So you're not being taken from. It's not a state of surrendering to a point of, I often think of that, you know, submissive and dominatrix sort of stuff. That we're not being asked to be submissive. You're being asked to be active in your receptive mode, in your receiving, because you know and understand that it is you giving to you. I am the divine presence that is you giving to you, and therefore you're not losing anything, you're just gaining. And in each breath, like when you're breathing, you don't think, oh my God, I can't breathe more, but you do realize you have to let go to have more. You have to let go to have more. So there must be this constant cycle of letting go and receiving more, and then sharing, because of course you've got to exhale, you've got to share, you've got to put it out into the world. So when we hoard, we stop the flow of wealth, we stop the flow of all riches, all abundance, all love. If you try to hoard it into yourself, you can't receive any more. You couldn't receive any more breath. So when we come from this, I am this divine presence, I am the goddess, I am receiving. So I'd invite you to say those words to yourself, say it in the mirror, say it looking at yourself, use your phone. I am receiving. And notice how that feels to you. Where do you feel resistance in your body? Now, as a projector, I am a channel. So it's very easy for me when I'm in my natural state, in my alignment, to receive in the flow. I receive information. I receive energy. I am channeling this at this moment. I am receiving. I don't get in the way of that. And yet I also had to clear in my body, in the lower part of my body, the fear of letting go of control, the fear of having to be dependent on someone controlling me. That is a past life thing, ancestral thing. It's a thing that lots and lots and lots of women have to clear because we've had so much programming about it. But when you step out of it, when you recognize that you're not dependent on any of that, when you can really allow yourself to be supported in the I am receiving, everything changes. That is the embodiment. And of course, as I said before, you will hear me always talk about, you are welcome to come and join inside the Rich Femme Evolution Portal. There are 4 keys to enter. There is bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. Different activations, different levels of programs are available for you, for wherever you are starting and whatever feels right for you at this moment. It's a level of intimacy in the work that I do. So how close you want to be to the sun. It's a deepening and an intimacy in the levels that you elevate to. So it's absolutely fine for you to start a bronze, and it's absolutely fine for you to start a platinum. It's just wherever you are on your journey and where you feel right at this moment. You are welcome into the portal. But the space, this portal, is for you to be supported. It is for you to really embody and feel safe into that I am presence, into your receptive mode, into your rich as fuck, into all of the things that you will hear me talk about over this series. It's about coming in and feeling safe and being seen and being heard and being in a space that honors and respects that, and then helps you to drop the lies and illusions, the programming that is saying that, oh my God, no, I have to work harder. No, I have to do more. Is it deeply uncomfortable for me to receive? There is a space for doing. There is a space for being active. But as you've heard me say, receptive mode is not passive. It's active. That is a lie and illusion. It is active. When you're having sex, you are not a passive receiver. You are an active lover. Yeah? Think of it in those terms. You are an active lover who is engaged in the pleasure of yourself and the other. And that is exactly what we're talking about in the receptive mode. What we're talking about in the I am receiving, you are an active lover with the universe. You are an active in your pleasure and the pleasure of the other, the I am, and everyone you meet and everyone that gets involved in your life. You are active. So this, in this powerful transmission, in this powerful and potent activating, I would listen to this a few times. I would definitely state the I am receiving. I would use it. I would look in the mirror. I would notice where I get activated. I would notice if I feel the call of my soul that's saying, yes, I am receiving. I can do that. And if you find resistance, ask yourself, am I open and willing? Am I open and willing to receive? And could you enter that statement just enough? I am open and willing to try to receive. I am open and willing to believe I can receive. I am open and willing, I can believe I can receive. That's a softer statement. If you can get to that point, if you don't feel you can quite get to the I am receiving, I am receiving. That's like the ultimate, I am receiving. So I'm sending you much love as ever. You can check out the Rich Femme Evolution. You can check out anything I'm doing. Head on over to www.richsexyandfree.com. Come join me on the socials, on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok. And you can find everything through richsexyandfree.com. And get in touch. Let me know how you're doing. And I'd love to see you inside the portal. Have a great day.
It's been great to connect with you today. But before you leave, if you want to find out more about how I can help you personally or check out any of my books, products, or coaching packages, just simply go ahead and visit richsexyandfree.com. And I look forward to seeing you next week on the podcast.